Yeah, thank God I can be here to share about the future faith of the Muslim people in the Middle East area. Hopefully, I want through this workshop can change our concept about Muslim. Most people will think about, oh, Muslim people. We will think about, oh, terrorists. And actually, extreme terrorists is only a little amount. It's not that much big amount. And I hope through this workshop, we also can understand what is the will of God about Muslims in the Middle East area. Actually, there are around 10 Islamic countries in that area, Middle East area. And let's read together, shall we? Today, in the Middle East, Kuwait, Lebanon, Jordan, Armenia, Northern Saudi, Southern Eastern Turkey, South people of the East. Okay, their ancestor is Ismail, okay? And most people, they don't know Ismail. This lamb is blessed by God. And also, this lamb related to God's name, okay? Let's see. Elohim. We want to spend a little bit time about Elohim. Elohim was God's name in the ancient Hebrews. And take a look, the first two letters of Elohim, that means E-L. E-L is a shorthand word, shorthand writing. It means God, okay? It means God. And Emmanuel, the last two letters is E-L, is it right? And then the other one, Israel, the last two letters, also the ending is E-L too. And Michael, also yellow. Okay. Ismail, you know, the ending also yellow. We can see the relationship. I mean, the name related to God's name. And they all have God's name on their own names. That is very special. And Emmanuel, that means God is with us. Israel, God's selected people. Michael, the angel of God. Ismail, God listened to our suffering. They all have God's name on their own name. That is very special. Just like you won't put your family name to other people's names, right? No way. You only put your family name in your son's name. Because you guys, in between father and son, have a special relationship. Just like Ismail. You know, he has a special relationship with God. And also, you may not know about Ismail is not named by the people. It's named by the angel of the law. Do you remember? Let's read together. When Hagar escaped from Master Sarah, you know, if one day God sent an angel to your home and named your son, okay, I think you feel very special. Just like Ismail. And when God put his name on someone else's name, this person must be loved by God. And he should be a very important person, not a regular person, okay? Okay, let's read together for this passage, please. All kids, folks, we will gather. Okay, he is talking about their folks will be gathered to God, to the temple, to serve God, sacrifice to God. Okay, who are Kedar and Nabal? Who? Okay, let's read the next two passages. Yeah, the passage told us about Nabal is the firstborn of Ishmael, and Kedar is his second son. Okay, let's read the red color sentence in the last sentence, please. One day, okay, Ishmael's descendants will sacrifice to God. That means one day, not today, one day, Ishmael's descendants will repent, convert to God, and then sacrifice to God. Even though today we don't see that, but one day you will fulfill it. And this scripture also tells us about their sacrifice will be accepted by him, by God. That is very important. God's acceptance is very important. Do you remember the other two guys? Hubert and Cain. Do you remember that? Is it Hubert? Hubert, is right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And God accept one's sacrifice. But the other brother, God didn't accept. Why? I believe it should be something wrong, or probably the other brother, he made this something wrong. That's why God didn't accept his sacrifice. Okay, but now the descendants of Ishmael, their sacrifice, passage tells us will be accepted by God. That is very important. Okay, let's read the other passage. Okay, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. There's a highway in between these two countries. Okay, let us study about Assyria. Okay, actually, Assyria is descendants of Ishmael. It is Iraq today. It's Iraq today, okay? And it is a Shiite. There are different denominations. Shiite is one of denomination, big denomination. Shia Islamic countries. Okay, just like I'm in today. And okay, we go back to Egypt. Okay, Ishmael's mom, Hagar, her hometown is Egypt. That means Ishmael have around half Egyptian descent, half. And his wife is an Egyptian. So their second generation, that means, okay, his father is 50, you know, Israel descent, but his mom is 100% Egyptian descent, okay? That means Ishmael's son will be 75% Egyptian. Can you count it? Yeah. Okay. And so many scholars analyze their third generation, fourth generation, fifth generation. Most of their their descendants of Ishmael will get married with Egyptian. So that means the Egyptian descent will be getting more. Okay? And today Egypt is a Sunni Islamic country. The other denomination among Muslim community, okay? And this passage tells about Egyptians and Assyrians. We worship together, okay? Worship together. Of course, today, even though they both are Islam countries, but they are not good friends. They are not good friends. But one day, they will go hand in hand to worship God. Let's read the last sentence, please. Where was the capital of in the Old Testament? Good. You're right. Nineveh. And what happened? Okay, it's Mosul today in northern Iraq. Okay? But what happened to this city in the old day? In Old Testament. What happened to the city of Nineveh? Jonah, is right? Yeah. Okay, God sent Jonah to Nineveh, but he went to Tarshish. Let's read the last passage, please. The Asian Empire include around 10 Islamic countries, okay, in the Middle East area. And their ancestor, you know, belong to Assyrians. Okay? So Okay, go back to Egypt. In the whole Bible, okay, Egypt and Egyptian appear around 670 times. That is a lot, second only to Israel. But he is the only survivor in the Asian civilization of the Bible. And he will play an important role in the last day. And Isaiah chapter 19 tells us about the Assyrians will go Egypt and the Egyptians to Assyria. And okay, but today they are not good friends. Okay, Egyptians and the Assyrians, including around 10 Islamic countries in the Middle East area, okay? Because Egyptians consider themselves as descendants of Asian civilization, the king Pharaoh, okay? They are part of, okay? Part of that. So that's why these two big nations, this passage tells us about, actually they are forming alliance. They are forming alliance to build a highway in between these two areas, Egypt and Middle East area. Okay? And even go hand in hand worship the Lord. Now that is a miracle. If one day it happened, okay, I believe it will fulfill, because the Bible tells us about that. Even though now they are not good friends, but one day one day they will repent, convert to God, and also will get along together and to be good friends and go hand in hand to worship God. The last sentence, please read together. Thank you. Yeah, they're willing to live in harmony with each other. One day, not right now, but one day. Okay. The other scripture. Let's read together, please. The Lord Almighty will bless them. Blessed be Egypt, my people. Okay, I highlight my people. You know, actually, except for Israel, no country in the Bible is called my people by God. Only Israel. Okay, but here, this scripture tells us God also called Egypt his people. Because Israel had abandoned God, and God used prophets Hosea to predict God would call another country to become his people. You know, Israel, they have never thought, you know, God will choose the other kind of people instead of their position. They have never thought about it. But the scripture tells us about because they abandoned God. So that's why God chose the other kind of people instead of their position. They didn't expect God will do that. They have never thought God will choose their enemy, Egypt. It's the people of Egypt to be God's people. And a couple of years later, Isaiah said, Egyptian, my people. Okay, just a couple of years later, really fast. Okay, and the Lord said, best be Egypt, my people. And then Assyria, my handiwork. Okay. Let's read together the red color scripture. You know, they have 10 Islamic countries in the Middle East area. They already form a Muslim power group or Islamic force in that area. So that's why so many Western country people worry about, we don't know what happened in Middle East area one day. You know, they all believe Allah. They are not Christian. But the Bible tells us about their future faith, talking about they are the work of God. So they are, the Bible said, my handiwork is God's handiwork. So we can take heart. We don't need to worry about their power getting expand. And they are still under God's control. They are only God's handiwork. That's it. So not only the people of Israel is God's people and is used by God, but also the descendants of Ishmael also become God's people and will be used by God. And also not only the people of Israel is the best people of God, but the descendants of Ishmael are the peoples blessed by God too. So and through this passage, I hope we can change our mindset, our concept. Most of the people, they think about, they are Muslim people, they are terrorists, they are our enemy. And now we can change our attitude to them. Because they are also God's people and to be used by God. Okay, let's read together. A blessing on the earth. In that day, Israel will be the third. Pay attention here. The third. We always think about Israel should be the first. We have never thought they only to be the third among these three countries. I mean, Assyria, Egypt, they only go along with Egypt and Assyria. I mean, Israel, the position of Israel only in the third place. In the third place. You know, the scripture particular mention Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, are passing on the earth. I mean, these three kind of people group will be the blessing on the earth. But Israel, only the third place. It's not the first place. Only the third place. Okay? Okay, let's read together. In that day, increase the status of Egypt and Assyria. Okay, after reading this scripture, we can change our mindset, our concept. Not only just Israel can be blessed by God, can be the people of God, can be used by God, but also Egypt and Assyria. Okay. Yeah, you can. We can think about why the author particular emphasize put this in this passage. In that day, not happened yet, but in that day, Israel will be the third, only the third place, not the first and the second place. Okay. Okay, conclusion. Let's read together. So, Muslim people, after study those areas, we understand Muslim people is not that horrible. It's not that horrible. They are blessed by God and will be used by God. And also they will benefit the people on the earth. Okay, but why today we do not see Muslim people bless the people of the earth? Why? The Bible tells us about that, but today we do not see that happen yet. Okay, unless we first lead this Muslim convert to God and let them become God's people and be used by God. And then they can be blessed by God in order to bless the people on earth. So that is our responsibility. Okay? The Lord said the harvest is plentiful, Look at the Muslim field today, okay? 12 years ago, it's around 1.2 billion Muslims in the world. 9 years ago, it increased into 1.3 billion Muslims. It's been very fast. And the Chinese missionary wrote an article called 1.3 billion to 1.3 billion. What does it mean? It means 1.3 billion Chinese should be responsible for the salvation of 1.3 billion Muslims. 2 years ago, a couple mission scholars from Gordon Conwell Seminary, they said the Muslims have increased to 1.7 billion. They grow really fast, 1.7 billion. Today, Muslims have increased to 1.8 billion. How many Christians in the world today? How many? Christian. Okay, Muslim is 1.8 billion. How about Christian? How many in the world? Around 2 billion. Around 2 billion. That means 1.8 billion is getting close to the population of Muslim is getting close to Christian. And the Lord said, the workers are few. You can guess how many foreign missionaries within a million Muslim? How many missionaries? Reaching 1 million Muslims. Okay, you can see this chart. In your right-hand side, Muslim. I mean, only 3 missionaries were among 1 million Muslims today. But if you go, if you look at the left side, Christian, there are 186 missionaries were among Christian area. That is incredible. Because most missionaries take the easy way. They don't want to go to Muslim area. They don't want to go to Middle East area. Just take the easy way. Free missionary for 1 million Muslim. Therefore, 4 years ago, I found a morning light mission. We try to recruit missionary and send them to the Muslim area, Islamic countries. We try to convert Muslim to Christ. Okay, morning light mission. We set up our mission agency on the day September 11. When we registered our mission organization in Hong Kong, and the day issued the license to us, we found that the day they sign up, they sign the name, they sign the, they put the signature on the license and send it to us, the day is September 11. That is amazing. It seems we got approval from God to do the Muslim mission. So that's why we start our Muslim mission ministry. We try to send out missionary. Send to Pakistan. And send the other one also to Pakistan. And Pakistan is a very poor country. If you visit Pakistan, you can see beggars everywhere. And it's a very, very dirty country too. Okay, China, mainland. There are 40 million Muslims in China. You know, the 40 million is more than the population of Canada. Is that right? Canada is only, I think it's 35 million population, but only in China, one country, there are 40 million Muslims. So that's why we try to send missionary to the northwest part of mainland China. I mean Xinjiang province and Qinghai province. Here's Xinjiang province. Only Xinjiang province, there are 10 million Muslims in Xinjiang province. And we keep on sending missionary. Those name on the screen is a cult, it's not real name, okay? We try to protect our missionary. This couple, we send them to Qinghai province. They worship Allah on Friday. I keep on sending. Qinghai province. Send them to Qinghai province. Yeah, we protect them, you know, cover their face. They know nothing about Jesus. They know nothing about salvation. They haven't been told about Jesus Christ. We must send people to them and stay there. Let them know that the other Almighty God is not Allah. They don't know. And for the past couple of years, we also sent missionary to Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia. This is a very young couple. And the other couple, also same country, Kyrgyzstan, in Central Asia. They go with their two kids in this coming July. Kyrgyzstan. This look like pizza, is right? But it's not real pizza because without the topping part, only pizza. But Chinese we said Jai pizza. Okay, Jai pizza. First day I enjoy it, but every day, 3 meals a day. You know, not easy. Okay, this is the map of Xinjiang Xinjiang province. And now we have Kampung Mission Fields, Pakistan and Kyrgyzstan and also Qinghai province. Only in Qinghai province. Only in Qinghai province, we have three couples. We send them to Qinghai from Hong Kong. We also recruit four or five young people from mainland China. Now we have four or five young people under our team, work with our missionary. Even though they are not well equipped yet, some of them, they just graduated from university, one graduated from seminary, but they haven't been taught about Muslim. They know nothing about that. So we just recruit them from different provinces, like Shandong province, like Wuhan province. Yeah, we recruit them, we take care of them and make prompts, take care of them, and their church trust us. We try to transmit the lead of Muslim feel to those young people, and we train them. We try to wait 1 or 2 years, take time around 1 to 2 years. We're looking for some people, some among them, if they are mature enough to be sent, and then we will send them to Kyrgyzstan or Kazakhstan, you know, beyond the Xinjiang province, in the top part, Uzbekistan too. Yeah, now we have two couples in Kyrgyzstan, but we try to recruit more young people and work with us, work with our missionary. We already set up a company over there, a tourist company. We call Brand Business Exhibition. Business Exhibition is our cover, it's a platform, and also it's a cover to protect our missionary. In the long run, we try to recruit more young people, not only just from Hong Kong, but also in mainland. Because we have a mission conference 2 years ago. We have a mission conference with so many Chinese church leader. All of them, they come from mainland, and we invite them to Hong Kong, and we sit down, have mission conference, and end up, we make up our mind, we make a decision. We want to send out 20,000 missionaries from mainland in the year 2030. But how? Most Chinese church, they don't have any experience about foreign mission. So that's why now we join hands, work together, and we try to recruit their young people. Because now, even though in North America and in Hong Kong, the average age of the missionary we send out is 48, close to 49 years old. It's really old. That's average age. Is 48 to 49 years old, the average. And you know, 48 to 49 years old is too old. Too old. That is average. Some of them even older than 50 years old. So it's not easy for them to, you know, for us to send them to the Muslim country. They need to adjust a new environment and learn a new culture and new language in a low way. Too old. So that's why we try to recruit more young people from mainland China. And we also even want to recruit some young people from North America, particularly the ABC. Yeah, they are young enough to be sent. Yeah, because Muslim mission is not only 1 or 2 years or 3 years, you can see the result. No way. You need to take time, sometimes take 10 years or 15 years or 20 years. it's not easy to get into the circle of the Muslim people, Muslim people group. So that's why we need to take time and recruit more young people, let them stay in one country for 10 years or even 20 years, like the foreign missionary before they were sent to mainland China from Europe, from United States. All of them, only 20-something. But they stay in mainland for 10 years and 20 years, and they get a good result. Okay. I leave here. It's done. It's finished. Sorry about that. My voice is very bad today.
Thank you, Reverend Lam, for sharing with us about the need for us to reach out to our Muslim people, because they come from a nation that contains God's name, and that